I am Akash from Darjeeling. The second chapter of the Gita says that the soul is what we are and that this body is the covering for the soul. But then my question is, why there is some discrimination in ISKCON on sexes? Are men and women to be equal in ISKCON? Thank you.
Are men and women equal in ISKCON? No one's equal. Even all the men are not equal. What does it mean? What do you mean by equal?
They get equal opportunities.
Equal opportunities for what? No, there's not equal opportunities for everyone. Just like there may be someone who just joined our ashram 3 months ago. He doesn't get the opportunity that I do for lecturing. It's not equal opportunity. This idea men and women should be equal, Prabhupada would always say, you can't be equal by nature. If the men demand, we want equal rights. We also want to give birth to babies directly from our body. Is it possible? And why aren't the men demanding? We want equal rights. We want to give birth to the why don't we get every month something coming out like the women do? Equal rights. Huh? There are cases. Who is that Mandhata in the Bhagavatam? Baby came out of his... Yuvanashva. And his son was Mandhata, was it? His son was Mandhata, yeah. The drink was prepared for his wife to drink, but he drank it, driven by providence. So the baby came out of his side. That's unusual. Maybe they'll invent these... Scientists, they're busy inventing all kinds of strange things. Maybe they'll invent some artificial womb and put some baby in it, something like that. Some, where does the baby come out? I don't know. Maybe you have to have cesarean. Put it in a man's body by cesarean. It's reverse cesarean operation and take it out by reverse. Maybe it shouldn't be broadcast. Someone will go and get the Nobel Prize for inventing a means by which men can give birth to babies. But by nature's arrangement, the women give birth to babies, not the men. Adhik Jankari Kali. For more information, read this book, Mothers and Masters. To try to be equal is artificial. Neither are women and men equal, nor is any man equal to every other man. And there's always divisions in society. Even they talk about democratic society, but even in the West, where they're supposed to be all free and democratic, but you find there's a certain class of people who send their children to certain kinds of schools and universities, and they're the ones who generally at the top of society get all the top positions and this and that. So it goes on, either officially or unofficially. The Vedic Varnashram system just recognizes that there will be elites in society, or elites as is said in Indian English, and that is regulated in a way that the elite don't act in a way to exploit the people under them, but to act for their welfare. So it's a godly society. It recognizes that by by fate, by destiny, by karma, some people will be born with with abilities more than others, with privileges more than others. And they should be trained to not use that to exploit others, but to act for the welfare of others. Very practical. All attempts at making everyone equal have failed. The communist idea was to make everyone equal, but as George Orwell pointed out in his book Animal Farm, parodying the Russian Revolution, that all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. So, just like the, for so many years, the supposed leader of the USSR was Leonid Brezhnev. They called him Comrade Brezhnev. Comrade means we're all just like workers, we're all on the same level. But he had a whole fleet of sports cars as a collection. That was his hobby, collecting sports cars from all over the world. And although he was, they were pretending that he was on the same level as everyone else, but practically he lived a very privileged life compared to everyone else. There have to be leaders and followers. That's just the way society works. There's another, I can't remember the names now, but there was one British communist leader. This guy, he met some Russian communist leader and said, "Hey," and he showed his hands. The British one says, his hands were all covered with calluses, and says, "See, I work, I'm an actual worker. Let's see your hands." They take pride in being, we are the workers. But the leaders of the Communist Party, they're not working in factories. They're not producing anything. They have a different role, bureaucratic role, political role, administrative role. So that has to be there. And certain people are on a certain level different to us. It's not that you can, now, as you all know, the Prime Minister of India, Gurukul Chola, who's the Prime Minister of India? Narendra Modi, okay. But not everyone can do that job. If we said tomorrow, bring Narendra Modi, put him in the Gurukul and make you Prime Minister, could you do the job? No. Nor would it be appropriate to put him in the Gurukul. So you're not equal to him. Actually, you're much better than him because you're chanting Hare Krishna. Although I did just look at the headlines on the internet and he said something about Krishna today. Krishna has, I can't remember what he said, something. So it's not that everyone's equal. Not everyone. If you put intellectuals and try to make them into physical laborers, physically and mentally they can't adjust to it in most cases, as communist revolutions have tried to do in China, in Cambodia. They try to convert intellectuals into farm workers, factory workers, doing hard labor. Mostly they, neither physically or mentally, they couldn't adjust to it. So there are differences. And the difference is, there are broad differences between different classes of men, and there are broad differences between men and women. And women, by their bodily constitution, they're meant for bringing children into this world, which is a very important function, which they, bringing children into this world and physically and emotionally nourishing and protecting them. It's a very important role of women, which in modern society has been undermined in the name of women's rights. What about children's rights? To have a mother who mothers them.